can fly about with that wind 8 minutes, according to fuel I put in, up to 13 minutes. And I climb very fast and only with my body moves. Yeah. I go down, I go up, go right. It's totally intuitive and pure.
Hello, resourceful viewers. Welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television for the conclusion of our two-part program about Swiss aviation pioneer, jetman Yves Rossi. In 2006, he became the first person ever to achieve sustained body flight with a jet-powered wing. Today, we'll find out more about his innovative wingsuit as well as his vision for the future. But first, let's review some highlights in Yves Rossi's development of the wing that gives him the ability to fly with the birds. Perseverance, clever ingenuity, as well as trial and error have been part of every milestone reached in the wingsuit's technological advancement. In 2005, Mr. Rossi attached two model jet engines onto a rigid carbon fiber wing. With this assembly, he was able to hold level in the air during wind tunnel testing. 1 year later, he modified the design and installed two additional jet engines. This enabled him to soar in the open skies for more than 5 minutes. In May 2008, he successfully made a flight over the Swiss Alps, reaching an average speed of 190 kilometers per hour and a maximum descent speed of 300 kilometers per hour. In the same year, he became the first man to fly across the 35 kilometer long English Channel with a wingsuit. This memorable journey lasted 13 minutes. On June 4th, 2009, Yves Rossi was honored with the prestigious Air League Award at Buckingham Palace by His Royal Highness Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, for his historic English Channel flight. In the same year, Mr. Rossi received the Forced AG Award in the Adventurer of the Year category. Through the challenges he or she undertakes, the Adventurer of the Year achieves seemingly impossible feats. Mr. Rossi's English Channel flight was featured in the documentary The Birdman by director Joe Wercher, which received the Jean-Marc Bouvier Prize at the 2009 Dijon International Adventure Film Festival in France. In 2010, Yves Rossi was invited to be the festival's jury president. With regards to the present-day version of the wingsuit, to minimize its total weight, Yves Rossi incorporated just the bare essentials into the apparatus: a propulsion system, a wing, and safety devices. Propulsion is provided by four kerosene-powered mini jet engines made by the German company JetCat.
I am using kerosene. That's what is mainly used in the air, actually, with jets. I don't know if you have seen the film Iron Man. The guy, he has like an atomic battery just here, and he has such an energy that he can fly supersonic during the 1 hour of the film, you know? I would have this energy. I could fly much longer and also start from the ground. Actually, it needs too much energy just to go here. It doesn't work with the energy I have.
Yeah.
For example, the jetpack from Bell, you know, the rocket belt, it's okay, only for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So I need such an amount of energy, such an amount of hydrogen peroxide, you know, 1 liter per second is going out in the rocket belt. Wow. Afterwards, I'm too heavy. So that's a compromise between kerosene and the duration of my flight.
We asked Mr. Rossi about the possibility of using solar panels in the future to power his flights.
Actually, the efficiency of these solar panels are good, mm-hmm. but you need such a surface. You see solar impulse,
yeah. Yeah.
It's a huge wing mm-hmm. for a very light thing. They, mm-hmm. they have the power of a scooter.
Mm.
Huh? For a 60 meter span,
yeah.
I have the power of a Formula One, almost,
mm-hmm.
you know. I need really a big energy going in these engines. It push 88 kilo. If I put these engines on a go-kart, I have a Formula One. Yeah, it's really effective. It pushes a lot. And that's why I can climb also and so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So. With solar panel, it would be impossible to stay in the air. I would need much more surface or
mm-hmm.
battery,
yeah.
so efficient that in a battery of this form, I could have the same power.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-uh. We don't have the efficiency yet. We are slowly but surely at the end of the fossil energy. It pushes the human being to find better energy,
yeah.
especially not so dirty energies.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we will find something very efficient and very powerful.
Yves Rossi now gives us a closer look at the wingsuit's impressive engineering.
The wing is a 2 meter span. It's made of carbon fiber. And the height is 1 meter, the weight is 55 kilo when it's full of fuel. The fuel is inside, the smoke is inside. Here you see a smoke tank, the pumps, the batteries, the rescue parachute you see here. We have 4 engines, 2 engines on each side, pushing 22 kilos of thrust each, and the minimum speed I can have is about 130 kilometers per hour, and maximum
that's really
300
enormous,
kilometers
yeah.
per hour, and that's about 8 minutes fuel, 13 minutes if I add the fuel instead of the smoke fluid.
The smoke liquid fluid is not just for show, it also helps protect Mr. Rossi while flying.
You know when I do a loop,
mm-hmm.
when you see the trail of the smoke,
mm-hmm.
you know exactly the figure. Also when I do rolls and so, it's good for pictures and it's good for safety because other users of the air can see me because I'm really small as a mosquito.
Besides using smoke liquid fluid, several other safety measures have been built into the wingsuit.
On the wing I have a droppable harness, that means with only one handle I can drop the wing. That means if I have unstable when I have to open my parachute, and it's my minimum height actually is 800 meters, if I'm unstable I drop the wing. There is a rescue parachute for the wing, opening automatically. So that the wing doesn't
you
break
don't lose
and,
the wing, yeah.
and don't hurt anybody on
mm-hmm.
ground or do damages. And I have many safety devices on my parachute. I have a main parachute, I have a reserve parachute, and I have an automatic opening device in case I'm unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
The name is Cypress. If I have too much rate at 250 meters ground, it's 5 seconds before impact, and I did not pull any handle to open a parachute, the reserve will open automatically.
So you never had an accident?
No.
Wow.
Many times I had to drop the wing because I was unstable to open my parachute, and afterwards I did repair or change things that
mm-hmm.
was wrong. and increase the safety.
Within convenient reach of the pilot are several essential gauges and emergency tools for monitoring the flight status and responding to unexpected situations in the air.
So these are my instruments, altimeter, so on ground zero, and a chronometer, so that I know where I am with the fuel. And I have a knife, just in case I have a problem, I can cut lines.
Mr. Rossi is a man of action, and is always seeking to achieve ever grander feats as the jetman. Where are some of his upcoming projects?
To fly in the nice places of that planet, like in Rio, in China, in Hong Kong, in Japan, a little bit everywhere, in America again, I will try perhaps to go at other places than the canyon. And that's one of the projects. The other one is to put bigger engine on the wing to have more performance. I have still a dream to climb vertically. I did experience that in a jet fighter, and it's so beautiful to climb vertical that I would like to experience it. And also fly in formation with jet airplane. I'm instructing a younger guy so that we will fly in formation to jetman, and so on. So many things. Start from a cliff, start from the ground, but it's later. We'll see. Individual air transportation is future. That's a dream for everybody. So I am part of it, and I will continue. I hope I am an inspiration source for younger people. You know, as it is a little bit an impossible dream, and I didn't realize it. If you have something in your head and you're interested to realize that, go ahead, try. Instead to ask, may I or should I, do it.
Embracing nature day in and day out, Mr. Rossi wishes that we all live in harmony with the environment.
I do my best to be part of that big planet. That's a beautiful planet. That's a beautiful place.
Yes.
So we have to be careful and to respect it. But actually, I think as a human, instead to adapt to the environment, we did adapt the environment to us. And that's not the good way.
Yeah.
So do your best, try your best to be as clean as possible and in respect of the nature.
Once again, we sincerely thank you, Jetman Yves Rossi, for sharing with us your bold vision, optimistic approach to life, and exciting tales of soaring in the skies. Your life story is a perfect example of what is possible when our inner wellspring of ingenuity is unlocked. May your future creative noble endeavors be blessed with great success. For details on Mr. Yves Rossi, please visit www.jetman.com. Inspired viewers, thank you for your presence today on Golden Age Technology. Next up is vegetarianism, the noble way of living. After noteworthy news, may heaven's grace always be upon us.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.